with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. An entertainment icon is charged with sexual assault.
We are here to announce today charges that have just been filed against William Henry Cosby.
Prosecutors in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania have brought criminal charges against comedian Bill Cosby over the alleged sexual assault of a woman in 2004. This is Montgomery County Prosecutor Kevin Steele.
These charges stem from a sexual assault that took place on an evening in early 2004 at Mr. Cosby's home in Cheltenham Township, Montgomery County. Mr. Cosby is charged with aggravated indecent assault. This is a felony of the first degree. Mr. Cosby's attorney has been notified of the charges, and he is expected to be arraigned later this afternoon.
Montgomery County is in the suburbs of Philadelphia. The case deals with a former Temple University employee who told police that Mr. Cosby drugged and violated her at his home near Philadelphia. The 78-year-old Cosby has denied allegations from numerous women who've accused the entertainer of sexual assault and rape. Court documents show that Bill Cosby admitted under oath that he obtained Quaalude pills to give to women with whom he wanted to have sex, but he has insisted that these encounters were consensual. Polls have opened in the Central African Republic in a much-delayed election that many hope will end nearly 3 years of violence between Christians and Muslims since a 2013 coup. Security is high for Wednesday's presidential and legislative election, which was most recently delayed from Sunday to deal with technical difficulties. UN peacekeepers have been deployed to sensitive areas. More than 1.8 million people are expected to vote. This is VOA News. The U.S. military says an Islamic State leader with direct links to the alleged ringleader of last month's terrorist attacks in Paris was killed in a coalition airstrike in Syria. Charafi El-Mudain was killed on Christmas Eve. ISIS recruitment the world over is a problem, but particularly in Europe. VOA's Victor Beatty spoke with Abdul Kader Sino, an Indiana University regional analyst.
Those people would not have been susceptible to be recruited by IS if they did not feel alienated in their own countries. Europe has a big problem.
How can they address it?
What they're doing right now is the opposite of what they need to do. What they're doing right now is to increase policing, intrusive policing, into Muslim areas, into mosques, into institutions, when in fact they need to help those youth integrate, to become part of society. It's a long-term process, but that's the only way to go in Europe.
Has ISIS peaked?
It has already peaked, but however, it still has the ability to fight and to retaliate. All this may accelerate, and it may reach its demise in the next 2 years. On the other hand, a lot can happen over time. The Iraqi army is not ready yet. Now that they occupied Ramadi, they have cut the supply lines to Fallujah. But Mosul is a larger city. They have enough forces probably still to defend it. If for some reason they panic and people start to desert, then everything would get accelerated, and then they would be defeated much more quickly.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Pakistan says it will host next month's inaugural meeting of a recently set up four-nation steering committee to discuss when, how, and where direct peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban could possibly be resumed. The quadrilateral committee, which consists of officials from Afghanistan, Pakistan, China, and the United States, is being convened sometime between January 10th and 15th in Islamabad. The African Union has threatened to place sanctions on Burundi's rival political factions if they fail to attend peace talks next month, as it pushes all sides to resolve their differences and avert more violence. AU Commission Chief Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma said sanctions could be placed on anyone whose action could jeopardize the inter-Burundian dialogue, including attacks by armed groups or refusal to communicate with the talks mediator. Turkey on Wednesday detained two suspected Islamic State members believed to be planning suicide attacks on New Year's celebrations in the country's capital. Turkish officials said the suspects were arrested in the Ankara area. The alleged plot involves suicide bombings in central Ankara, where crowds gather to celebrate the start of the new year. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.